Russ Feingold's raising the issue of guns. He ran a radio ad this week highlighting some comments that Johnson made at a Tea Party forum where he talked about licensing guns in the same way that you license cars and stuff. The attack definitely got Johnson's attention. He came out and ran his own ad, said it was a mistake he made as a first-time candidate. He stressed his support for the Second Amendment and actually attacked Russ Feingold on his support of Elena Kagan in the recent Supreme Court nomination hearings, saying that Kagan is an anti-gun justice.
And Chuck, in the governor's race, another Milwaukee issue was front and center this week. What were the candidates saying on the topic of water?
Well, there was a PSC hearing on Milwaukee's plan to raise drinking water rates about 25%. Many of the suburbs get their water from Milwaukee, and suburban officials hammered the proposed hike. So did GOP candidate Scott Walker. Democrat Tom Barrett defended the increase, saying it's partly to meet financial requirements set out by the PSC. Also about water, as in too much storm water a few weeks ago, Barrett is still trying to encourage FEMA to provide help to homeowners harmed by the storm. He called a news conference today and also the other day to stress that while aid to governments had been approved, that individual help is still a possibility. Some analysts say look for a positive result for Milwaukee soon.
Sean Walker was also talking about government fraud and furloughs this week. What was he saying, and why were Democrats questioning his sincerity?
Well, on the issue of fraud, he said earlier this week he would create a bipartisan task force to come up with $300 million a year in government fraud, and he would use their recommendations to cut that fraud as he balances the next budget. He used that task force idea in an ad and showed newspaper headlines with various examples of fraud. Democrats noted, though, that one of those headlines actually pointed to an article that talked in part about fraud in Milwaukee County, where Walker's in charge. A similar play on the furlough issue. Walker said he wouldn't furlough public safety officers since that drives up overtime costs. The Barrett campaign said that overtime costs went up dramatically at the Milwaukee House of Corrections over a five-year period, largely due to understaffing.
In case anyone who was wondering whether or not this was a high-profile race, Chuck, why don't you tell us who's been coming in to raise money for the candidates and who's going to be there next week?
Well, this week it was Republican Governor Association leader Haley Barbour came in for Walker in a very expensive fundraiser. Tom Ridge, a former governor, joined Walker at a news conference. Monday it's President Obama, mainly for a Barrett fundraiser, though they've added a visit to an energy storage firm in Menominee Falls.
And quickly before we wrap up, Sean, we've talked a lot about Tom Barrett and Scott Walker this week. What about the other Republican candidate for governor, Mark Newman?
Mark Newman is trying to get attention in every way he can. He released a book this week, which is sort of novel for candidates, outlining his proposals for governor. He's still running lots of TV ads, and he'll be at a debate with Walker in a Tea Party forum this Saturday.